It's a beautiful thing when boy meets boy.
Welcome back, and this will be a very up-tempo segment of Out Radio. This is J.D. Doyle, and I don't usually favor remixes of songs, but that one worked just fine for me, as I love that artist. He's Matt Fischel, and if you heard my April show, then you got to share with me an hour-long interview with him. And of course, it included the studio version of that song, When Boy Meets Boy. I'm going to stay with dance music for a while, and next is Eric Alon. He's not your typical singer, as at least for right now, his day job is an oil rigger, meaning he spends 3 weeks at a time offshore. So to answer your question, despite the first song I'm playing, he's not a porn star. He's just singing about them. I picked his tracks, Porn Star and L-O-V-E.
won't wait too long. With you, with me, it's L-O-V-N-E. With you, with me, it's L-O-V-N-E. The beat is intoxicating, and it's a fun I'm advocating. In my bed tonight is where you belong. It's you, it's me, it's L-O-V-N-E. It's you, it's me.
In the middle of that set was one of our drag icons, Lady Bunny, and her new single, Take Me Up High, as remixed by Wayne Newman. And then a duo going by James and James. They are the Chippendale Dancers, who were runners-up on the last season of Amazing Race. And guess what? They also sing. The one who spells his name J-A-Y-M-E-S, James Vaughn, is the gay one, and they both were celebrity grand marshals for the Houston Pride Parade this year. And here comes another sort of dancey set, starting with Kevin McCall and Heartbeat.
My heart beat. up, I'll keep you dancing all night long. Maybe this might be a bit too soon, but you pull me like a magnet across the room. Ooh, across the room.
I wanna be in your arms tonight.
You turn me on, you turn me on, you turn me on. You turn me on, you turn me on, you turn me on. You are turning me on, you are turning me on, you are turning me on.
I wanna dress you in morning and last night's clothes. I wanna be your boyfriend, I don't want anyone to take it from Simon, and then I'm gonna take up behind them. If I ever had a chance, it's now then. But I never had the feeling I could offer that to you.
Okay, after Kevin McCall was the band Candy Apple Blue, and a little different sound for them, as it featured guest vocalist Davio Falavio, and he definitely spiced up the video for the song You Turn Me On. And then was Discovery, and I Want to Be Your Boyfriend from 2009. That is actually a side project of the lead singer of the very popular band Vampire Weekend. His first name is Rostam, and I'm afraid I'm going to butcher the pronunciation of his last name, but I found on YouTube an interview clip where a member of the band pronounced it. Here.
Bob English.
And then after Discovery, I played his main band, Vampire Weekend, picking the song Diplomat's Son from their 2010 CD, Contra. Now, you know by now on Out Radio that I can rapidly switch from genre to genre. And since I prefaced it that way, well, you know I'm ready to do that, as here's a Canadian artist I just love, Kate Reid. She has a brand new CD with an interesting concept. It's called Queer Across Canada, and in her touring, she collected stories from LGBT folks and turned them into songs, so there'll be a lot of social commentary in them, like these two, called That's So Gay and Boys Who Wear Dresses.
Thank you. It's okay if you're gay. It's okay, it ain't a bad way to be. And it's okay, yeah, if you're gay. It's okay because it's a great way to be.
I love it when my big sister lets me try on her clothes and pretty dresses as I stand in front of her full-length mirror. I mix and match, I have a flair for fashion. I put together eye-catching outfits, then I try them all on and admire myself. But if I wear her clothes to school, it's like I'm breaking some unspoken rule. All the kids make fun of me, they call me a fairy. Who decided what boys and girls should wear? That some clothes are boys' clothes and some clothes are only girls' clothes. It doesn't seem fair to me. So when I grow up, fly away. There's nothing wrong with boys. There's nothing wrong with boys. There's nothing wrong with boys who wear dresses. Some people think I'm messed up because I like to get dressed up, but that doesn't make sense to me because fashion is fun. This outfit is stunning and I look totally awesome. Skinny jeans and halter tops, short shorts with fuchsia flip-flops, sleeveless sequin fancy pantsuits and shiny rhinestone cowgirl boots, handbags with brass snaps on pockets, matching my heels and gold lamé hot pants and mini skirts and sparkly bracelets and blouses with flowers and lacy trim. When I grow up, I'm going to fly away. There's nothing wrong with boys. There's nothing wrong with boys. There's nothing wrong with boys who wear dresses. Some people think I'm messed up because I'd like to get dressed up, but that doesn't make sense to me, because fashion is fun and this outfit is stunning and I look totally awesome. There's nothing wrong with boys. There's nothing wrong with boys. There's nothing wrong with boys who wear dresses.
I have a hunch I'm going to like that CD a lot. Up next, Paul Clay and Queer Shit. No, that's the name of the song.
1, 2, 3, 4. Queer's more punk rock. Uh-huh, break my bike lock. Uh-huh, homos on the chopping block. Uh-huh, queer's more punk rock. Uh-huh, no.
My name is Jonathan. I came out of the closet when I was 16 years old. I had my first sexual experience in Mexico with a 23-year-old man. His name was Jesus. He was a smoker, and now I can get up any time to the smell of Marlboro cigarettes. I like to slut around shopping malls and check out all the other faggots. My mom thinks I'm dead. My dad beat me up once. I'm from Idaho. I'm a fag, and I'm a fucking drag queen.
Was Fairly Spirited. That was Portland, Oregon artist Paul Clay, and from his 2006 CD, Lab and Family, were the songs Queer Shit and Boise, Idaho Drag Queen. And I guess I could have included that on my Queer Music Heritage show for July, which was called Songs About Drag Queens. Next, we go to Warsaw, Poland, for the band Zrada Polki and the bisexual lyrics of their new song, All Is Full of Love.
One is not enough for me, one is not enough. One is not enough for me, one thing I enjoy, baby. One thing I enjoy is the polyamory, polyamory.
Let's bring it on, let's have some fun. This is good for everyone. Let's bring it on, let's have some fun. This is good for everyone. I like girls and I like boys. I like queers and I like toys.
Enough. One is not enough for me, one is not enough. One is not enough for me, one thing I enjoy, baby. One thing I enjoy is the polyamory, polyamory.
Let's bring it on, let's have some fun. This is good for everyone. Let's bring it on, let's have some fun. This is good for everyone. I like girls and I like boys. I like queers and I like toys.
One is not enough, naughty naughty. 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 One is not enough.
This is J.D. Doyle, and thanks again for checking out my Out Radio show. It included quite a variety, and it was a very international show, with artists from 6 countries other than the U.S. Taking us out is the Los Angeles duo High Fashion. Their new EP is called You Are Gorgeous, and the first single from it is called 18.
this, this, anybody else's business.